Wow. Oh, Circe, we are truly blessed. We are truly blessed. What a panel. Didn't I say we were going to have a great meeting? I almost feel that anything else would be anticlimactic. We have a few minutes. If anyone would like to make any comments, there's a mic on the floor. Make it brief. We only have about 10 minutes. Yes, sir. Is that working? I don't think it's on. Okay. I see. Hi, Kevin.
There's a man sitting in this room who's the secretary, and he's the best secretary there is in this fellowship, because he is in my home group. I love this fellowship, I love every one of you, and today I'm not going to take me too seriously. When I came into this fellowship, it's because I hurt so much inside. You've all been there. I can't express how I feel today. Thank you so much. Oh, just one thing. In 1997, England will be celebrating 50 years.
Yeah!
A gentleman in this room said he wants to come over to our country to get us sober. I have the letter in my pocket to actually give that man that letter. And I think he knows who I'm talking about. Thank you so much.
My name is Mary and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Mary.
I first met Circe in 1948 in El Paso, Texas, when he and Horace Ford had gone to work for the Yale research with Dr. Zelenik. I didn't stay sober since then, but I was in Dallas on my 27th birthday, and Circe was the chairman of the birthday night that night and gave me my chip for 27 years. And I met him again in 1986 in Dallas, Texas, when Texas had its anniversary for how long it had been in Texas at the Anatole Hotel, and they had the countdown, and Circe was the last one standing. Oh, I love Circe. He doesn't remember me well, but I sure remember him. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Yes, sir.
Hello, everyone. My name is Patrick. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Patrick.
And I'm from Trim in County Meath in Ireland. Yeah. And I would just like to thank all the speakers here today for the wonderful message and the wonderful security that you have given us in your talk on the, in your sharing your experience on the warranties and the traditions and the steps. And it's very secure to know that our fellowship is in safe hands. Our fellowship back home in Ireland will be 50 years in 1996. And the message that was brought from this country back home to Ireland has saved an awful lot of lives, pain and misery, and we're forever grateful to the founders, the pioneers of this wonderful fellowship. And I'm just here to say thanks. And you know, what I've heard today, I've met Searcy in Akron, Ohio on Founders Day this year, and that has been a wonderful experience. I'm glad to be here and part of this wonderful fellowship. I'm proud to be sober. Thank you.
My name is Jacqueline. I'm coming from Brussels. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Jackie.
Well, it was a marvelous experience to hear about warranties because we are learning this in France, in France and in Belgium and in Switzerland. So I try to catch a maximum of experience here in the States. And there's nothing which happens by chance in AA. 2 years ago, I was in Dallas, and by accident, I went to the intergroup, and there I met Searcy, and Searcy said to me, "Why don't you come to my group, my home group?" I say, "I have to leave tomorrow evening." "Well, there is a meeting tomorrow at lunchtime." It was in a very, very small and remote place for me, European, from a town, a very small city. It was between, I suppose, Dallas and Fort Worth, something in between. So I went there, and this was just the tour to put our names to be sponsor for 12-stepping. That's a name and address and phone numbers. And I was obliged to put my name and address. So, if there was an urgency, they even could call me in Brussels. So, and I think it's really marvelous. My intention was to attend this meeting this morning, and the first person I met at the door, it was Searcy. I didn't know. So, thank you, for, AA, because they are not a fortune. It's just a God's way who shows me the way to go. Thank you.
My name is Uli Chesney and I'm from Frankfurt, Germany.
Hi, Uli.
I like very much what I heard today about the warranties because I happened to be in Moscow when there was in the Russian AA some controversy and somebody from GSO staff came also. They had a conference there and it was the Russian AA. And they had asked me to help and give an opinion. And then there also was a staff member coming from New York and had even the warranties translated into Russian. But the Russians, they read it and they said laid it aside because really the warranties are hard stuff when you just read them. But when they are explained, like Sarah did it today, you know, and in conjunction with all of it, of the, like the steps, the traditions, and see it and all, it made me to understand the warranties now, which is not very much understood. We are just working on the concepts now in Germany. That's how far behind we are there. But anyway, we are getting to it, and we are working on it. And I want to thank you. You really made me understand. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. My name is Chuck, and I am an alcoholic. Hi everybody. For all you certifiable AA conference junkies, I'd like to make a pitch for another convention, another conference. In Dallas, Texas, near Love's Field, or Love Field usually, on and about Memorial Day most years. For those of you who'd like to get to know Searcy better, and a lot of the long-timers from that region of the country, come to that convention or conference. If you want to know more information about it, call the Dallas Intergroup. I'm sure they'll have the info on it, and you'd be welcome there, but for me it's always been a chance to kind of nudge up to touch the hem of the garments, if you know what I mean. Thank you.
I'm going to cry, okay? I found out it's okay to cry in Alcoholics Anonymous. When I came to my first meeting, see, I'm telling you I'm an alcoholic. What's more to say, okay? Except, I'm born in Seattle, Washington, okay? And I lived on Queen Anne Hill. It was a town drunk. Not me, but Tiny was. Tiny was working downtown in the 2nd Avenue and Union Street in an alcoholic treatment center. Or whatever it was. And the lady that I talked to said, would you like to go to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting? I was ready to go any place. Tiny was taking me up there and I said, God, Tiny, what are you doing? I've been sober 7 years. He said, let me tell you something. He said, the God they're going to talk about up there ain't the same one we were raised with. See, and that made, it makes more sense to me today than it did then, okay? But it made sense to me. And I walked in to that meeting and Everett Kay was there, and Eric knows Everett. Everett put his hands on me. He said, welcome. Last people that had their hands on me were 10 Seattle policemen. Pulling me off a porch where I thought I belonged. Okay? Pulling me off a porch where I thought I belonged. I didn't belong there. Today I understand why I didn't belong there. I was a crazy nut and drunk. Okay? And Everett said the magic word to me, welcome. We're glad you're here. I went to, the gentleman from England, I went to the Denver conference in 1975, and there was a gentleman there that was from Scotland Yard, Mike P. He's in Saskatchewan now, and Mike P., God, I was a policeman, you know, I was 42 years old, I felt like a kid. I remember running down and jumping up and getting up on the stage, and I said, Mike, I'm a policeman. And he said another magic words to me. He put me to the podium. People were emptying up. He said, Denny, for God's sake, take a look around. You never have to be alone again. Whoa, 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 whoa. See, the language that from here, I'm able to say, thank God you're here. Ooh, thank God I'm here. Because I'm a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. The Tuesday Night Starters is my home group. Here's, right here is Sully. First thing I had to do this morning was call Sully's room and thank him for being my friend, okay? And I know what it is because you were a friend to me. You accepted me when I couldn't accept myself. You loved me when I couldn't love me. And all you said was just keep coming back. Stay away from that first drink. And you know what happened. So I'm here today by the grace of God in Alcoholics Anonymous and to say, hey, I'm home.
Thank you. Thank you all. Will you all stand? Will you join me in the Serenity Prayer? Thanks again once more to our wonderful panelists and to all of you. And aren't we blessed?